I would like to say thank you to Hokyo-san to give me this opportunity. In fact, he asked me many times in the past, but I couldn't make it. This is my first time here, Santa Cruz Zen Center. My boss, Isho Fujita, visited and gave a Dharma talk before. I don't have very good English language like him, so I prepared this paper beforehand. So I just read it. So before I start talking, I like to sing a Buddhist hymn of Zazen. So please close your eyes. Please open your eyes. So this is a Goeka. I taught at the Green Gods Farm, I think, for 2 years or 3 years. Yeah. And so this is one of the songs of Baika. Baika is a Buddhist hymn of Soto Zen Buddhism. The literal English translation of Buddhist hymn of Zazen is the moon dwelling in the unclouded water of the mind. The waves are breaking and the light is shining. The light is shining. This means that our mind become calm and clear by sitting Zazen. And it's like full moon clearly reflected on the water of the pond. Let's go into the main subject, but I would like to talk a little bit about our situation. Our office is located in the basement of Sokoji Temple in San Francisco. We help Sokoji all the time and hold various ceremonies, including funeral and memorial service. Because there is no resident priest at Sokoji. Yeah, he actually Kokyo-san, he introduced me, you know, as a resident priest at Sokoji, but our office is located in the basement of the Sokoji Temple. So totally different organization. And the former resident priest, Reverend Kiko Tatedera, went back to Japan in 2012. His hometown is in Miyagi Prefecture, which was damaged by great tsunami and earthquake. His father's temple was also swept away by tsunami. So he needed to go back there to support his father. Now we finally found a young Japanese priest who can take the position of Sokoji's priest. He's now in the process of getting a visa. So anyway, I officiated the Obon service last Sunday because Reverend Isho Fujita and Reverend Ikki Nambara are in Japan now. In Japan, Obon service is held in middle of August, but some part of Japan in middle of July. Obon is one of the important yearly events. And people go back to their hometown or go someplace for vacation. It's like the Thanksgiving Day. We sometimes use this saying, Obon and New Year come together. When we have some fortunate event, that happens at the same time. Obon, sometimes called Urabon or just Bon, is a Japanese Buddhist custom to honor the deceased spirit of one's ancestors. It said that the word Obon is an abbreviation of the Sanskrit word Urambana, which means to hang upside down. If indeed we are hung upside down, this would be extremely uncomfortable. And the longer we were in that situation, the more unbearable the pain would be. This is a metaphor for great suffering. The origin of the Obon is a story of Mokuren Sonja.
Mokuren Sonja, right?
One of the Buddha's 10 disciples. It's described in the Rambana Sutra. Each of these disciples had his own particular power. In Mokuren's case, he has supernatural powers. One day during the summer retreat, he used his powers to look for his deceased mother. Much to his astonishment, she had fallen into the realm of hungry ghosts and had been enduring great affliction. She was experiencing extreme thirst and hunger. Her son, Mokuren Sonja, offered water and food to her to reduce her suffering. But they all turned into a fire right before she took them. He was helpless. Greatly distressed, he went to the Buddha. and asked how he could release his mother from this misery. Buddha said to him, make offerings to the all Buddhist monks who attended this retreat. On the final day of the 90-day summer retreat, this is July 15th, then your mother will be able to receive a part of those offerings. So Mokuren Sonja did what the Buddha instructed, and his mother was finally able to eat and drink and was released from the pain of being in the realm of the hungry ghost. It said this is the origin of the Obon. It's also said the soul of all family ancestors come back to their family homes during Obon. So family set up a special altar in the house or some area outside and make offerings. Priests go to their members' home to have sutra chanting. So it's a busiest season for priests in Japan. Why do I talk about Obon, and why do we have this kind of service in Japan? In short, we repay and have gratitude to our family ancestors. I might be able to say that Japanese Buddhism is based on honoring family ancestors. Now, let us consider our existence. We are not here without our mother and father. Even if we might feel that we live our life alone, each of our body and life is not our own. We might say that our life is given by our family ancestors, and our life is very precious. When I studied English in my school days, I was taught that we must make the noun clear in English, like I, you, he, she, and so on. And also we say my hand, my foot, and so forth. Are these things correct? Yeah. But if you say it's not correct, it's not correct, please listen to my talk as my personal opinion. For example, when I have pain on my hand, I use the word my hand, but this hand is not mine. All our whole body and life are given from our family ancestors. In cooperation with whole natural world. By the way, do you know how many family ancestors we have? So let's see. So I had a cross thing. So this is me. right? So I have, you know, father and mother, right? Right? And next, we have, grandfather and grandmother. How many grandfather and grandmother? Yeah. Right. So, oops. Okay. Grandfather and grandmother, and other grandfather and let's see. Grandmother. Okay. So next, how many great grandfather and grandmother?
Four
each, yes. So, we have a great grandfather and great grandmother. Let's see. There are eight great grandfather and great grandmother in total. Eight. Okay. So when we keep counting like this to the tenth generations. Tenth generation. There are 1,024 family ancestors. If we go back to the 20th generation, we have 1,048,576 family ancestors. And when we date back to 28th generation, family ancestors are over 100 million. We all have something kind of DNA. It might be tiny, received from generation to generation in our body. But we just cannot see it. Anyway, we grow up with absorbing good things and bad things, and we are now here. However, the thought that we live alone separately is incorrect. After a funeral service, I am sometimes asked, where is the soul of the departed person? Then I reply like this, please close your eyes and imagine the loved one in your mind. Then the figure voice, expression, and so on of the departed person come to my mind. I think it's a song. I also think there is one more thing. We can feel the soul. As I mentioned before, it's in our existence here. Our reality. We already have something of their soul in our body. The soul of the deceased does not exist far away. We might think the soul is far away, but that is our own imagination. Our recognition is not always correct. I would like to show some piece of paper. I think you know, some of you might know, right? So have you seen before? So, so same size, but normally you can see that probably this one is a little smaller than this one. No? you can see that these are same size?
It's hard to tell. The top one does look smaller.
Smaller.
Yes, to me.
So, okay. This one?
Yeah.
This one goes here.
There you go.
Yeah, same size. Even though you can see the different size, but these are same size. And I have one more. Probably it's also in, you know. Probably you can see that this one is a little bit shorter than this one. No.
No. Well, that's like they know it's
a
trick. Yeah, right. But if you really look
at it, probably you can say this is shorter than this.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Right. Okay. All right. So, but this is also the same length. Same length, right? Yeah. So, these are called visual illusion. Visual illusion, right? Yeah, visual illusion. People recognize on their own this one is bigger or longer. In the process of recognizing, we of course look at object using our eyes, but we cannot recognize that this is longer, this is bigger, or this is more beautiful only by seeing them. At the same time, we see the information is transmitted to our brain. To our brain instantly. And we recognize or judge in a blink by our brain. In our brain is piled up a lot of knowledge gained from our past experience and education. However, we sometimes have a misrecognition or misjudgment, even if we make the best of we make the best of use, we make the best use of our knowledge. We should know our recognition is not always 100% correct. Then children who have less knowledge and less experience are able to recognize correctly. No, are our eyes and brain not working properly? No. Looking and recognizing, it seems to be simply simple activities, but activities are complex and profound. It's sometimes said eyes and the camera and camera are the same, but eyes connecting to brain recognize what this is, what color this is, and so on. Even though the camera only saves the data, our body's function is amazing. I think the computer system does not exceed human being, even if the computer system improves. On the other hand, that is the reality. We are now controlled by computer, like a smartphone and a tablet, even though we feel like we control them. This visual illusion depends on eyes and brain, but there is a way depends on ears and brain, called auditory illusion. And also we have mouth, nose, and body. So there is some other ways to recognize. If it's nose, we recognize good smell or bad smell. If it's mouth, we recognize sweet or spicy and so forth. We perceive all things through five senses and recognize them. But the difference of recognition can cause quarrel, fight, and so on. The same thing happens in religion. Even if people have the same doctrine and scripture, there is a possibility to have a different interpretation and different recognition. When we look around the globe, conflict and war happen because of this. I can say we who sit zazen also have conflict. Let's review our zazen. I think we are taught zazen posture like this, breathing like this, and so on by each of our teachers. But zazen Shakyamuni Buddha did may be totally different. After Shakyamuni Buddha died, Shakyamuni Buddha's disciples needed common standard of zazen, including his teachings, in order to transmit to next generations. However, Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings branched. Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings branched by the difference of disciples' understandings. As a result, there are many sects or denominations in Buddhism. This is an inevitable result as each disciple has different understanding. The standard of Zazen of Soto Zen Buddhism is, of course, Fukan Zazengi, universally recommended instructions for Zazen, written by Dogen Zenji, and Zazen Yojinki points to watch in Zazen, written by Keizan Zenji. As long as we proclaim Soto Zen Buddhism, we need to follow those texts. We feel that on first sight, it's good to have freedom without standard. On the other hand, it's very dangerous. We human beings tend to take ourselves as a standard unconsciously. We feel a sense of superiority, or look down on those who are below standard. We are also jealous of those who seem to be above our standard. However, as I mentioned before, the standard each of us established is our own arbitrary understanding. Our understanding through five senses lead to attachment and then to suffering. Shakyamuni Buddha taught the way to avoid suffering and became a monk. In Buddhism, it said there are eight forms of suffering. Do you know all of them? Yeah. First of all, they are birth, old age, illness, and death. And these are unavoidable. The other four sufferings are, first, suffering of being separate from people we love. Even if I want to stay with the people I love, the one will die someday. Second, suffering caused by aversion, or hatred. Meeting people who we have a poor relationship with in school, office, and so on is suffering. If the relationship gets worse, we may not want to go to school or the office. Third one is suffering when we cannot get the things we desire. We are human beings who have bundle of wants and fixation. So there is still a lot we want to get. even if we get the things we want to get more. Our suffering is not relieved, even though we earn a reputation. Even though we earn a reputation, status, or money. First one is that suffering caused by four sensation, perception, formations, and consciousness. Put simply, form is body or target. Sensation is to capture the target through sense organ. Perception is to comprehend the target. Formation is to judge the target. And consciousness is to make a decision. For example, let's imagine chocolate cake is here. Chocolate cake is here, and I see the cake. The cake is full, and my sense organ works. This action is sensation. Then I judge that the cake is chocolate cake. This is perception. Next, I recognize this is my kind of cake. The cake is delicious. This action is formation. And finally, I decide to taste it. This is consciousness. Chocolate cake is an example. You can substitute other kind of desire. These four sufferings are caused by grasping and attachment. If we can clear all suffering, we will attain the enlightenment. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us the eightfold path to attain the enlightenment. The eightfold path is right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. So now let's go back to the talk about visual illusion. Although Shakyamuni Buddha taught us right view in the Eightfold Path, we cannot see and judge with 100% accuracy. We also may not be able to follow the other path with 100% accuracy. I try to remember my judgment is not 100% accurate. So I try not to force my idea or my ideas on others and can be more gentle to others. If we remember what we are not always 100% correct in our mind, we can apply this understanding and humble attitude to our zazen practice and not make a judgment about other people's practice. And we can use this understanding to reflect on our own practice. It's not a good idea only doing zazen. And we are not superior by sitting zazen. If someone is walking, we don't help and instead sit zazen. Because we won't sit zazen. Is it egocentric zazen? So do we think only about ourselves? So that's all my talk. I prepared. Thank you.